Today is Thursday, April 15th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Calm, the number one mental wellness app. Sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. I'm Sammy Sage. Let's start with an update on the Dante Wright case. The officer who shot him, Kim Potter, is being charged with second-degree manslaughter, which under Minnesota law means that Potter will have to be found guilty of having created unreasonable risk and killed Wright with her negligence in order to be convicted. The maximum punishment for second-degree manslaughter is 10 years in prison, though sentencing guidelines call for about 4 years for someone with no criminal history. Yesterday in the Derek Chauvin trial, we heard testimony from one witness for the defense, but it was like a really long testimony. Maryland's former chief medical examiner, Dr. David Fowler, testified that many factors contributed to George Floyd's death and that cardiac arrhythmia was the primary cause of death. He listed many factors for Floyd's death, including his enlarged heart, drug usage, carbon monoxide from the car exhaust fumes, and the stressful situation in which he was restrained. And he also said that he would classify the death as undetermined rather than a homicide. The defense plans to wrap their case tomorrow. Now for today in Matt Gaetz's Fucked News. Yesterday, the New York Times broke the story that Gaetz's associate, Joel Greenberg, has been cooperating with the DOJ for over a year. And they're reporting that Greenberg disclosed to investigators that he and Gaetz had encounters with women who were given cash or gifts in exchange for sex. If you haven't been following, Joel Greenberg is the former Florida tax collector who was indicted on charges of sex trafficking and a number of other things last year. Matt Gaetz got implicated in that investigation because he's friends with Greenberg and they clearly get up to some gross activities together, so that's how he ended up here. With Matt Gaetz in the position to hopefully have to no longer be in Congress. And now for headlines that speak for themselves. The officer who shot Jacob Blake and paralyzed him from the waist down last August is back to being employed by the Kenosha Police Department and will not face discipline. Disappointing, yet not shocking. Yesterday, President Biden announced plans to remove troops from Afghanistan by September 11th of this year. Yeah, I think it's probably about time we did that. Bernie Madoff passed away of natural causes in jail. But don't worry, his effect on his victims' lives lives on. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, Calm. Clear your head with guided daily meditations, improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks, and drift off to dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. For listeners of this show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/morning. Again, that's calm.com/morning for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. So add Calm right into your routine, either before or after listening to the Morning Announcements. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.